Hello and welcome everyone to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, and today's pronunciation challenge comes from the TED Talk, Do Schools Kill Creativity? And actually, this is one of my favorite TED Talks of all time. This TED Talk is delivered by Sir Ken Robinson, and the reason I like this TED Talk so much, well, for one, it's kind of a classic. It's one of the older TED Talks. But also, I think that it's extremely funny, but also very informative. So I think it does a very good job of delivering a positive message, because it's both entertaining and also very informative. I think we can learn a lot from this TED Talk. And even though it's old, I think the message that Sir Ken Robinson delivers in this TED Talk is still very much true today. So without further ado, that means without any more hesitation, any more delays, let's get on with our challenge. So our sentence is as follows. In fact, creativity, which I define as the process of having original ideas that have value, more often than not, comes about through interaction of different disciplinary ways of seeing things. So let's get on to our vocabulary. And I should mention, this sentence is quite difficult. So this is kind of a more advanced pronunciation challenge. So if you find that this one is a little bit more challenging than the other ones, don't worry. It's not just you, it is actually quite difficult. Anyway, so our first word is creativity. Creativity. And the emphasis is on the TIV. Creativity. And creativity means 创造力. So for example, you could say, what do you think is more valuable, creativity or intelligence? And the next word, creative, is just the adjective that goes along with the word creativity. So if someone has a lot of creativity, or if something has a lot of creativity, you can say that it is very creative. So in Chinese, that would just be 有创造力, or 创造的. I think that's pretty simple. You could say, she is a very creative artist. And our next word is original. Original. And original means 有独创性的. And that is an adjective. The emphasis for the word original is on the R-I, ri, original. So for example, you could say, don't copy other people's work. You should come up with your own original ideas. So in this case, if you say your own original ideas, that means that the ideas are sort of fresh. They haven't been done before. It's a new concept. That's what it means in this instance. And the next word is originality. Originality. And the emphasis is on the na. Originality. And originality is, as I'm sure you guessed, the same thing as original, but in the noun form. So, for example, you could say, the artist Andy Warhol is known for his originality, which means that the works that he produces are very original. And our next word is interaction. Interaction. And the emphasis is on the ack. Interaction. And interaction means 互相影响 or 互动. So in the video he says, through the interaction of different disciplinary ways of seeing things. And if that sentence is a little bit confusing for you because of the word disciplinary, don't worry, I'm going to explain it in just a minute. And the next word is interact. Interact. And of course, just as interaction is a noun, interact is a verb. And interact also has the emphasis on the ak. Interact. And interact just means
相互作用的.
So for example, I could say, I love to record the pronunciation challenges, but my favorite part is interacting with the VoiceTubers. Which of course is true. And once again, I know I don't always reply to all the comments, but I do read your comments, so please continue to leave comments and leave recordings. And now we have two more words, so our second last word is disciplinary. Disciplinary. And the emphasis is on the first syllable, the dis. And disciplinary means 学科的. So in this case, you could say, this meeting brings together people from different disciplinary backgrounds. That means that this meeting has people that have studied different things, people that have their interests and their expertise in different things. That is someone's disciplinary background. Or as Sir Ken Robinson says in the video, he says, different disciplinary ways of seeing things. You could also say disciplinary perspectives. It means that people have different viewpoints based on their education, based on what they studied, and where their expertise is. And our final word, as you may have guessed, discipline. Discipline. And of course, if you know the word disciplinary, you probably know the word discipline. Discipline is just a noun that means 学科. So in the previous example, I mentioned a disciplinary background. You could also just say discipline instead of disciplinary background. He comes from a different discipline, or he comes from a different disciplinary background. And just in case anyone is confused right now, there is actually another meaning for the word discipline, and that is 成绩 or 训练, but this is completely unrelated to this meaning here. Of course, in that context, for that meaning of the word discipline, you can say you need to discipline your children, or the word discipline is also often used in a military context, but in this case, this is a totally different meaning. The word discipline in this case refers to a field of study and not relating to, you know, training or punishing or anything like that. But that is also a meaning of the word discipline. Anyway, that's all for today. I hope you all enjoyed, and I highly, highly, highly recommend this TED Talk. I know I recommend all of my videos, so you're probably tired of hearing me say that I recommend that you check out the video. But I think this is actually probably my favorite TED Talk of all time. So if you're going to take any of my recommendations or listen to the full video from any of my pronunciation challenges, it should be this one. And it's a bit of a longer video, it's about 20 minutes, but it is very much worth the 20 minutes. They will be 20 minutes well spent, I can guarantee you that. Anyway, thanks again everyone for listening, and I will see you on the next one. Bye!